Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. Titanic Remembrance Day. We'll get to that in just a sec. First, tell you about the prize pack. You can win if you can beat the blonde. A Bull Snot prize pack, $120 worth of Bull Snot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving. Bull Snot make sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America. You can go to brownox.com. Also right there at thebigshow.com. Click on the link, get all the info you need, and hang on, win you some in minutes. Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. All right, y'all, National Titanic Remembrance Day. We go back when Rich Scheidner was in the Big Show studio with Lisa, our original blonde. So she would have us believe. Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Oh, probably from her Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
Because now.
Yeah, no, we'll run on time here. Rich Scheidner had just seen the Titanic movie with his wife, and of course we had to discuss.
I sat in there with my wife. She's sniffling, women all around sniffling. I'm sitting there, I think, like most guys watching it, going, he should have tried to get up on the board one more time. You know what I mean? He tried one time, and he just said, I'll just hang here and freeze to death. I've been like, move over, babe. I'm giving it one more shot. You like to cuddle? We're going to cuddle. We're going to cuddle on top of this board.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one problem. All right, that was one. I didn't need the 2.5 hours before the ship hit the berg.
Hey,
I'd have opened that movie. It'd been a much quicker movie. My opening scene would have been two guys in a crow's nest going, what is that, an iceberg? That's how I'd open the movie. That's when the title's coming up. And those guys going, we should have some binoculars up here. What is that, an iceberg? Let the fun begin. And see, as a guy, I enjoy the most watching all these people, you know, drowning, because I'm thinking, I don't have any problems right now.
Yeah.
See, if you're hanging on the top of this ship and it's about ready to slip into the abyss, you're not worried about your mortgage.
Yeah. And what's this about? Okay, here we go. Hold your breath and start swimming.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
Because she had some really good swimming clothes on. She had a dress with about 300 pounds of corset. She'd have been sucked down in a bathtub. A hot tub would have been bad news for her in this outfit. Let alone, you know, 20-degree water out in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
She didn't get sucked down with the Titanic. No, she just bobbed up. Must have had a lot of air trapped under that dress. Oh. No, I know. Here's the top of it. Just hang on, hold your breath. Because we should be in the bottom in about 30 seconds.
Unbelievable.
And we'll just bob up from 3 miles down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. Unbelievable. Him just hanging on the end of that board.
So, listen, at the end, we had debates about this. Lisa?
What?
Lisa and her friends say the woman went to sleep at the end of the movie.
At the end, when she throws the...
And dreamed...
necklace off.
That stuff.
Dreamed what?
The ending.
The whole ship. The whole ship sinking. Is this one of those two shot JR things? The Titanic didn't really, you know, he didn't really die. We just dreamt he died.
No, at the end when she laid down and then she dreamt that she was walking up the steps and he was standing at the top, at the very, very end.
And we're trying to say hello.
And they were saying that she died.
Right.
But. We were saying that she was sleeping.
See, this is so funny. You felt as a woman that she was sleeping and dreamt it. See, this is like women. They love when a guy died. That's great. That's the best. He died for me. Isn't that great? A 90-year-old woman keels over, and they go, she didn't really die. She was just dreaming it. She has so much life in front of her. 20-year-old guy dies. She goes, that's fantastic. Yeah. He died so I could live. But the 90-year-old woman, she's got so much in front of her. It'd be tragedy if she died before her time.
No, she just laid down and she shut her eyes.
Yeah, she's dead. She shouldn't have been alive that long. How old was she in the movie? 14?
Her character was over 100.
Yeah, over 100. Yeah. She would have made the helicopter flight out to the boat. The first time that boat hit a little bit of wave, she'd have been a little seasick would have killed her.
Yeah.
She's dead.
She's not.
No, but we were going, that'd be horrible if she died before her time. See, now, if you want to make a movie, make a lot of money, threaten a woman's life, kill the guy. Kill lots of guys, make lots of money. Save lots of women, save lots of make lots of money.
Maybe own the formula.
That's the formula there. Save a woman, kill a guy. Yeah, women. I don't ask my wife that if she thought that. I didn't ask my wife that. But I bet all women are sitting there thinking, it's a dream. The old woman. Just
well, there's nothing
this.
That leads you up to that she's getting ready to die. She's not.
She's 99 years old!
But she's not ill.
She had one purpose, Mel, and chucked the diamond back in the water. After that, she's dead.
But she was perfectly healthy. She walked over there.
She was perfectly healthy. Leonardo was perfectly healthy before he hit the water, too.
I mean, she wasn't coughing or sick.
No, she has to join him. She has to join. In order to join him, not in sort of some dream Indian state, dream walking Indian thing, she has to die because he's dead. You know, the thing is now, he's been waiting 90 years. She ain't so good looking. See, he was hoping she'd die like with him. Then they could have had some time on the other side. But now, his lover is 90 years old and he's still 20. Not really the match he was looking for.
Oh, man. Wow. All right.
Terrible. Be terrible. She died.
Well, thank you very much for clearing that up.
Absolutely.
The Titanic. I can't wait till it comes out on video. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, so you can fast forward the first 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Feeling laser disc and just his DVD just zip right to the iceberg.
You get a DVD. Section 3. Yeah.
So that is amazing
when it will
sink.
Start with the guys in the crow's nest.
It will.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Olive Rich, I'll try to get back on that door one more time.
Yeah,
one on that floating room. All right, let's play Beat the Blonde, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a contestant and play next. Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio for you Monday. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, February for you, April the 15th, a playhouse entitled Boudreaux and the Taxman. Search for keyword Taxman and hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Want to click that on-air contest button you can't get through, we'll call you. You might want to try to beat the blonde. Like Shannon from Atmore, Alabama. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Welcome. All right. So there's Tater over there. Tater, there's
Shannon.
Atmore. So we're going to ask Marcy questions, Eric Shannon. She'll give us answer. You agree or disagree. Get two right for two wrong, and you get the Bulls Not prize pack, all right?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Here we go, then. Let's start out with a true or false question. Rubbing grapefruits on your body makes you sexy.
Whose grapefruits?
I don't know.
False.
False, yes. Shannon. Rubbing grapefruits on your body does not make you sexy. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
And that was the thing to do. It is not helping at all.
Not helping.
All right. Here we go. One more four to win. Uh-oh. Marcy, according to food experts.
I'm one.
Well, there are three things you should do to items when shopping.
Okay.
First, look at it. Mm-hmm. Then, feel it. What do you do to it next?
Buy it a drink. What are you shopping for, man? Yeah, you buy it. That's what you do next. What's left?
Okay, after you look at it and feel it, you buy it.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
And that... What's the thing to do? Yeah, no, you gotta smell it.
Oh, I mean, let me smell you.
Smell it.
Don't you love buying produce that's been on someone else's face?
I don't do that.
Good work with you, Shannon. $120 worth of Bulls Not cleaning products. Head down to Atmore for you.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you, Tater.
You're welcome. Good work.
I would jump out, catch you up on your news. Now we ain't played our swerving Monday morning song. We'll take care of that on the other side. It's a big show on the radio for you Monday. Our boy Robert Earl Keen. Let's think about Robert Earl around Christmas time, thanks to his music. And now he's on our Mondays. Number one, the charts of our heart, swerving in your lane. As done by Robert Earl Keen, his band live in the Big Show studio here.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh yeah, come on, Jackie, get ready to sing, baby.
Sometimes all my days are filled with rain. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, 'cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn.
All right, Billy, step on
it. I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road. The day you drove away, I thought I never could love another. How else could I feel? But now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see you're all tanked up. No one's at the wheel. You keep swarming in my lane. This causing lots of danger. I'm a cussing out your name. I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know.
when you're swerving on life's highway. You're running someone off the rock.
Robert Earl Keen, live at a big show. Good morning, Big Show is on the radio, and here he is, Mr. Rhubarb.
Hello, Americans. I'm Mr. Rhubarb, and this is Carpool University. Everything you need to know about an important subject in less time than it takes for Mom and Dad to drop you off at school. How's it going so far? Today's subject, economics. Now, don't make that face. Mr. Rhubarb makes learning fun.
Prove it.
There's been a lot of talk lately about how the government needs more money to pay its bills. Some people say we should get it by raising taxes on rich people. After all, they can afford it, right? Sounds good until you look at how the tax system works. Let me preach on it. Say 10 guys go to a bar to have a few beers. The bill at the end is $100. You'd think each guy would pay $10. But if they paid for the beer the way we pay taxes, it would go something like this. The first four guys who make the least money would pay $0.
Well,
pretty sweet. Guy number five would pay $1. Guy number six would pay $3. Guy seven, $7. Guy eight, $12. And guy nine, $19. Well, guy number 10, the guy who makes the most money, would pay $59.
Wow.
This is what people in the government call fairness. One night, the owner of the bar says, "You know what? I'm going to give you guys a discount for being such good customers. Instead of $100, from now on, your bill will be only $80. How should the guys divide up the $20 they saved? They decide to split the savings based on how much each guy put in before. So now, the bill would break down like this. Stay with me. This is where it gets tricky. Guy number five, the one who paid a dollar before, doesn't pay anything, just like the first four guys. Guy number six, who paid $3, now pays $2. Guy number seven, who paid $7, pays $5. Guy number eight, who paid $12, pays $9. Guy number nine, who paid $19, pays $12. And guy number 10, who paid $59, pays $52. Everybody is paying less. In fact, five guys are getting their beer for free. Are they happy? Not a chance. Guy number six says, "Hey, how come we saved $20, but I only got a dollar of it?" Guy number seven says, "Yeah." Guy number 10 got $7 back, and I only got two. Guy number five says, "You think that's bad? What about me? I only saved a dollar." And this is the guy who's now getting free beer. And the four guys who were already drinking free say, "We didn't get any money back. This sucks. Let's all get the rich guy." So the first nine guys beat up guy number 10 and steal his wallet. The next time the group meets, guy number 10 doesn't show up. When the bill comes, they find out they're $52 short. Luckily, a Chinese guy at the end of the bar says he'll loan them the money so they can keep drinking. And that, kiddies, is how America pays its taxes. This story teaches us three things. If the United States was a bar, a lot of people would be drinking for free. The ones with the best deal would complain about it the most. And if you decide to beat up on the rich guy, you end up owing a Chinese guy a lot of money. Well, look like Mom's pulling up in front of the school. So that's it for another edition of Carpool University. Till next time, this is Mr. Rhubarb saying, "This is Mr. Rhubarb. Now quit picking your nose, get in there and learn something."
Good morning, everybody. More Big Show to come. Hang where you are.
Yo!
what's up? This is Ike. And for all the 411 you need on all things redneck, just check out my two favorite crackers, John Bro and Biddley, right here on The Big Show. I'd listen to something else my own self, but white boy Patrick done broke off the knob in the Cadillac. Patrick! Never mind. Peace out.
Good morning, Big Show is on the radio. Another cut from our 07 album, American Goobers. The classic Ike, Mama So Fat humor. Right now we're trying to deal with some humor on Tax Day 2024, isn't it?
You're the kind of person who's always hurting when it's time to pay the rent. Well, you work all day, but then you get your pay, and they kept 25%. Well, it seems to me my 1040 is making someone rich. When I'm up a creek without receipts, you know tax time is a bitch. You better call H&R Block. Take it from your income. Here it comes.
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code Big Show. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Southernese Pets Pack. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues like during a thunderstorm, well, you got to try the bacon-flavored Pet CBD gummies from Southernese Pets. Go to southerneasepets.com. You can look for their link at thebigshow.com. I want you to use code JBB. Get an exclusive offer. And now from American Goobers. And it's time to act like
Patrick. Don't put that armory all on the seats of the Brohan. Every time I turn a corner coming over here, I slide over into the pasture side. Yo, what's up? Welcome to X Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your hoochie personal relationship. What is that smell?
Oh, no.
Tater, what are you eating over there?
Lean pocket.
It smells like a foot pocket. Smell like a back pocket, what it smells like. Why don't you just do yourself a favor and get a turkey-flavored salt lick? Dig it. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Dear Ike, I'm having a problem with my wife. Welcome to the club, my brother. She is always making fun of my parents. Oh, hell no. She calls them hayseeds and goobers because they never went to college and worked blue-collar jobs. I love my folks, and they raised me and my brother just fine. We didn't have much, but we never went without. On the other hand, her mother is a monster. Ain't they all? She is single because her husband ran out years ago. Probably because he was hungry. She's big as an average-sized water buffalo. She winds up spending a lot of time at our house, and she and my wife spend hours dogging my family. I want to fight back, but I'm not exactly a quick wit. Can you help me? Dogged in Durham. Dear dog, sound like all you got to do to solve the Momzilla problem is put a padlock on that pantry. The real question is, how'd you ever hook up with a trifling hoe like that to begin with?
Oh.
Man, what's up with that? Woman talk about my mama like that, she gonna find her worldly belongings on the curb right next to her righteously kicked booty. My brother, it's time you fought back, and I'm not suggesting you give her a Cramden. That's a one-way ticket to the moon. But you got to get on an even playing field with that sanctifying bizotch. Let me preach on it. My brother, it's time to embraceify your, inner smart ass. The key is not to pull them verbal punches, man. Go right for the gut, her mama's gut. Lord knows you got some big enough target. Try a few of these on old skank mammy. Your mama's so fat, I had to take a train and two buses just to get to her good side. Your mama's so fat, her measurements are 36, 24, 36 feet. When she dances, she makes the band skip.
Yeah.
When she played hide and seek, they found her behind Texas. The horse on her Jordache jeans is real. Your mama's so fat on Halloween, she says, trick or meatloaf. She went to the Christmas parade, and they put ropes on her.
Your mama's so fat, her sexy underwear is an A, B, C, D, E, F, G string. Your mama's so fat, she's diagnosed with a flesh-eating disease, and the doctor gave her 10 years to live.
Lean pocket.
She doesn't have a doctor. She has a groundskeeper. She don't have love handles. She got a roll bar. Your mama's so fat, she got smaller fat women orbiting around her. Her cereal bowl came with a lifeguard. Your mama's so fat, her ass has its own congressman. I hate to be part of that district. The elephants throw her peanuts. Your mama's so fat, she got to keep pesos in one pocket and yen in the other. Every time she wears high heels, she strikes oil. Every time she wears corduroy jeans, she starts a forest fire. When she crosses the street, cars look out for her. Your mama's so fat, her blood type is ragu. She got arrested for freebasing ham. She made Weight Watchers go blind. She fell in love and broke it. The last time she saw 90210, it was on the scale. She stepped on a talking scale and it said, damn! After she got off the merry-go-round, they had to put the horse down. I hope that helps, my brother. And there's lots more where that came from. Now, ordinarily, this is where I tell you to break your foot off in the crack of her butt, but judging from the size of that butt, you might really just break your foot off. This is Ike. Peace out.
You got problems, man. Ask Ike. John Boyd Billy, P.O. Box 7663, Charlotte, NC 28241.
Ask God its own congressman. Get it?
And more American goobers within the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, let's play Wordy Word for the Southern East Pets Pack. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a couple contestants. Play next. Good morning. This is a Big Show on the radio. Rolling through you Monday. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. Brought to you by the Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600. Sunday, May 26th. It's a Playhouse entitled Boudreaux and the Taxman. There's your keyword, Taxman. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Click on there. Contest Bun can't get through. We'll call you later.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got David from Lynette, Alabama. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Welcome. And we got Rick from Nettleton, Mississippi. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Alabama, Mississippi, going to play the wordy word. Rick, you're on Tater's team. David, you on the John Boy side.
And if anybody's on a speakerphone, pick them up. Yeah, don't be on a speakerphone. It'll mess you up.
Yeah, we don't want to mess you up. We need some help.
It'll ruin your life.
All right, then. All right, so, Rick, you relax. Me and David to go for the first 30. Let's put some points on the board, David. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Start the clock now. A deer, a buck goes into this. Also, the what? Yes. Rhymes with it. Your bottom is your?
But.
Uh-huh. Rhymes with it. On the green, you got to make a?
Put.
Uh-huh. All right. I have a hairy blank. It's on the front of my body here, my torso.
Chest.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, look, when they operated on me, it left a?
Scar.
Uh-huh. Oh, it is not open. My fly is?
Closed.
You know, there's a whole lot of you in that. We try not to get that visual.
So, Randy, tell me you're not going to start helping me play wordy word now that you're not playing the worst ever.
I didn't want to
help back. Don't. Okay, Rick.
I have a hairy blank.
Did he get it? Yeah. All right, David, good job. We put a 6 on the board.
Okay.
Good thing I wasn't giving away my wonderful thing. All right, here we go. Rick and Tater. You ready, Rick?
Okay. Ready.
Okay.
Right.
And go.
We eat this. We need it. It's the whole group of it. What is it? We drink and we eat what?
Food?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you have this kind of tire. It's extra. It's a...
Bear.
Yep. Yeah. A dog will wag his...
tail.
And in a pool, you do this.
Swim.
And you go and pray in this building.
Church.
Yep. This is a female chicken. It's called a...
hen.
Well, look at you doing a 6 on the board right there to tie it up.
Rick is so calm. It was making me nervous.
I think he's at the library.
Got a good game. All right, then, David, me and you for round 2. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, and start the clock now. You peel this, and it makes you cry. A vegetable.
Onion.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, a buffalo chicken.
Wings.
Yes. Uh-huh. Not square. It is?
Round.
Uh-huh. All right. You're number one on the blank of my heart. The doctor writes on this. Your medical what? And puts it on your bed there. Also, something you...
Number.
No. It's like a hole. I have no idea. You mark... Sorry, man.
Yeah! Yes! he got it.
Yeah, chart. Good work, David. Me, what we do? A 4 on a 6, a 10. A 10 for David. So, Rick and Tater, 4 will tie, 5 will win.
You're going to be mad at me. All right.
Ready, Rick?
Ready.
And go.
You drop sauce on your shirt, it'll leave a what?
Stain.
Uh-huh. This comes out of the sky. It rhymes with it.
Rain.
Rhymes with it. Blank street.
Street.
Rhymes with it. You're so blank. I bet you think this song.
Tied
all right, up. Not rhyming. You use this to pick up your leaves in your yard.
Rake?
Yes.
Rake for the win.
Yeah,
you did it. That's what you needed.
Yay.
That's what I expected out of you.
David, doggone it, we come up a little short, buddy, but you can try again anytime, all right?
All right, thank you. Can I get my mood? I didn't get it on my first call.
Oh, man.
There you go, David. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Now, Lynette, look at you, Rick. We'll get your prize back down to your pad in Nettleton, Mississippi. Good game.
Sounds good.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Bit request time. Michael Krause, York, Pennsylvania. Oh, there's a Michael 1 outburst earlier this morning. First thing this morning. Mm. It might still be talking. Tell him I said, duh, Jack. So Michael gets his request. He wants to hear Mad Max about the Hooter Girls. We can do that. Coming up next. Show on the radio. Bid request for our Monday morning. Michael Krause, York, Pennsylvania. Yeah, the Maxer.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo!
Mad Max.
Max,
here.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, how you think? We got a draft-dodging, dope-smoking, pee-whipped pinhead in Washington. The White House has turned to an employment agency for his wife's whiny feminist lawyer friends. New Surgeon General's gonna put condoms on school lunch trays. The Secretary of Defense wants to change the Marine him from Halls of Montezuma to send in the clowns. And they want to use my tax dollars to pay for it all. Now, what could be wrong? Why would I possibly be mad?
Max, you can't fool us. I think you're really mad after all.
And egad, Holmes, you've done it again. You might say I'm in a tizzy.
Are you?
I'm so mad I could eat ball bearings and crap BBs. Hey, listen to this. I just read a bunch of girls. This sexual harassment thing, I don't know, boys. I just don't matter. Somewhere it's going to cross the line into the ridiculous portion of the lifetime of sexual harassment. Are you following me at all?
No, not really.
Well, listen
no.
to this.
Okay.
A bunch of girls that work at Hooters are hollering about being sexually harassed on the job.
No.
At Hooters. Now, I haven't actually seen their employee manual, but don't you get the feeling these girls might not have that Hooters attitude thing down yet? Hey, the name of the place is Hooters. This ain't exactly the Christian Science reading room we're talking about. When you first took the job and they brought you out a half a t-shirt and some orange hot pants for your uniform instead of an owl costume, you should have had a little inkling about what was going to be happening. Now, if you work in the accounting department and they make you wear orange hot pants and half t-shirts real tight, now you might have a basis to sue on. But come on! You're working at Hooters! All right, now maybe that's across the ridiculous line right there. I saw something the other day, boys, on one of them talk shows that actually is more ridiculous than that.
All right.
I saw some strippers on TV talking about how there ought to be a strippers union. Now, get this, because, brace yourself, there's a big sexual harassment problem in the stripping industry. My butt! Their butt! Now, listen, if you take your clothes off for a living, what exactly constitutes sexual harassment? I can hear him in court. Well, there I was, just trying to do my job, and I could feel my supervisor's eyes looking me up and down, and the customers, they just sit there and stare. Hello, boing, you're a stripper. It's so mad. I can just hear someone. When they put a dollar bill in my G-string, sometimes they put George Washington's picture where it's turned and it's facing me. It feels like he's looking at me. Oh, quick! Get Molly Yard on the phone. Big butt. My goodness. Hey, listen, I'm no caveman, but I got to figure if you're dancing naked and reach down and pick up a dollar bill off the stage with your butt, somebody might say something about it. Now, I'm against sexual harassment in the workplace. Women got just as much right to earn a living as men, and they got, this is America. Supposed to be able to do it without some old creep a-pawing on you. But if you get a job dancing naked, sexual harassment might come along with the territory. I don't know. I'm stupid and all. And I'm kind of ill here, boys. I'm just going to let you go. Just one last thing.
Okay.
If you're worried about being harassed, don't get a job as a stripper. Just let me put that out.
All right,
and
all right,
you
Max.
Ladies out there thinking about a career in the naked business, stay off Donahue and quit ruining my life, would you? I'm on Billy. Y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hope y'all have a great rest of your Monday. Be back at it on tomorrow. I'll remind you, feature track of the Big Show Bitbox. Get ready to lay it on you here on April 15th. You you'd like to have it for your own, search the keyword tax man at the bid box at thebigshow.com. All right, here we go, y'all.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Boudreaux and the Tax Man. As our story opens, Justin LeBlanc drops by the home of Woodrow Boudreaux in Thibodeau, Louisiana.
Hey, Boudreaux, where you at?
Well, pierce my nipple and call me freaky. How did that, Justin?
Hey, you got a minute? I need to spoke with you.
Oui, come on in. Hey, little bird, guess who's here?
Well, it being about 10 minutes away from supper time, I'd say it's Justin LeBlanc.
How did that, Elizabeth? I ain't here to eat. I need some advice on a problem.
Well, if that don't kill that jumbo-sized Cajun appetite you got, this must be one honking big problem.
What's wrong, my friend?
I need some lawyer and help. Y'all know a good tax attorney?
Does anybody know a good tax attorney?
I can only do the lines that is wrote for me.
Calling all tax attorneys.
Why, sure.
I just take my ass down the street to somebody else's. That's why I can find some here.
Now, listen, Horseman, go look him up in my address book. He's right between the
stop. Clue and her line.
That tax attorney, he right between the stockbrokering man and the Rolls Royce mechanic.
Way to wither him with your sarcasm.
Good comeback.
Nailed it.
You jerking my chain, ain't you? Of
course I'm jerking your chain. What the Sam hell you think me and Boudreaux need with a tax attorney?
You got some tax problem, Justin.
I got some co-star problem.
Hey, that might be a tax attorney now.
What's that?
Rolls Royce,
what's going
man.
On?
I don't need a tax attorney, man, but my Uncle Joe do. See, last year Uncle Joe told Uncle Sam about a whole bunch of money he made. So he ain't paid all the tax he should have been due.
Man, get himself in big trouble doing that.
That's what I told him when I was driving him to the grocery store one day. I can't do that high-pitched voice on such a long line. He say, Justin, I look at it like this. I give the government that money, they ain't gonna do nothing but piss it away. What I need Washington for that? I can waste my money good as they can. I say, well, I ain't no preacher, but you know what the Bible say. Render to Caesar what belonged to Caesar, and render to God what belonged to him.
Uh-oh. So now Uncle Joe ain't just stiffing Uncle Sam. He got the Lord himself calling him on it.
I'm glad somebody listened to what the hell I'm saying. Wee. His conscience start working on him something fierce. Can't sleep one wink for days. Finally, he sit down and wrote out a check to the Infernal Revenue. That's when the problem start.
Now, hold on. If he wrote the Infernal Revenue a check, seems like the problem is over.
You jump right in there. I was waiting for that dramatical prose that you like to do. Well, see, the problem ain't the check. It's that letter he put in there with it.
So what letter?
I'm trying out one of them pauses for myself. The one that say, Dear Infernal Revenue, at tax time this year, I underpaid my income tax and ain't been able to sleep one wink since. I ain't never felt so bad in all my life. Enclosed is a check for $200 signed Jean J. LeBlanc. P.S. If I don't sleep much better more tonight, I'm going to send you the rest. So what do y'all think?
I think you ain't gonna have to drive Uncle Joe to the grocery store again for about the next 10 to 20 years. I guarantee.
Nailed it. We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old field agent for the Infernal Revenue say,
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Wait. End.
Took so long. Boys, I forgot the setup.
Anybody know a tax attorney?
Bedbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of The Big Show. 99 cents each. 15 for $9.99. Buy them once. Play them anywhere. Shop the Bedbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.